James, just how tough was it to take the other night, given how well the team played?
Yeah, it was frustrating. Obviously, to play so well and to score two goals away from home and create so many chances, and especially with the chance, obviously, of the penalty at the end. I'd come off by then, but you could see blatantly that it was a blatant penalty from what I could see. And yeah, to come away, obviously, a great response from the lads after the game at home, which we were looking for, and unfortunate not to get anything out of the game.
I think it's probably the least you deserved, wasn't it? A point on the night?
Yeah, especially the way we played. I think that's probably arguably the best we've played in terms of playing football and as a team. The way we created chances and going forward, I thought we did really well. Speaking to some Sheffield United fans as well, they said the same. So, and then defensively, we sort of conceded three sloppy goals, I think, which is a story of our season to an extent. A lot of the games that we've been in this season, I thought we could have gone on to win, but for mistakes, really.
There were some big moments, weren't there, just before their second goal. You've hit the bar, then there's the penalty, as you mentioned, the chance right at the end of the game, and they just wouldn't fall for you on the night.
No, exactly, and obviously the penalty to start with kills it. We've sort of gone 1-0 up, and we're well worth the lead, to be honest, sort of passing the ball, keeping the ball, and yeah, it's one of them things that you can't legislate for, but we sort of got back in the game again, sort of 2-2, and you're thinking we're going to go on to win it, if anything. And then, obviously, defending from a throw-in and a great finish from their player. But, yeah, frustrating from our point of view.
Did you feel okay? I mean, having come back into the team, health-wise, did you feel good in that game?
I did, yeah. I think it was probably my first real game, real test for 9 weeks. And at 34, it's sort of, can I do it again? Can I keep going? And I felt as good as I've ever felt. But obviously got a dead leg early in the first half off the ball, and sort of the longer the game went on, the harder I found it, really.
It seemed like a bit of a throwback performance, actually. You've got yourself and Richie Wellens in there kind of dictating things. Kyle Bennett's scored a couple of goals. It was almost like throwing the clock back maybe 4 or 5 years.
No, definitely, yeah. I think that sort of shows sometimes, especially in training when me and Richie are on the same team. Benno as well, and obviously Tyson Curtis up front. Yeah, it's always nice to play in places like Sheffield and pitches and crowds, and you don't have to get motivated for the game. It's easy going into them games, and I sort of express yourself, and that's what we did. I thought everything went to plan, apart from obviously the result.
Do you both feel good? I mean, a Rovers fan may be forgiven watching that performance, thinking this is great, but you know, how much longer are we going to see these two guys playing?
I think the fact that we're playing so long is the fact that we sort of love playing football. I think Richie's the same. I can't obviously speak for him, but knowing him well, that he loves the game, he supports Man United, he goes and watches United, he's got young kids, so they're keeping him young. And it's the same for me. I sort of love every day coming into training and playing in games, and I'll do it for as long as I can, as long as I'm offering something to the team and the manager picks me. And I think it's the same for Richie, to be fair.
When you look back on a display like that, is it easy to sort of think what could have been this year, you know, what this team is capable of?
Definitely, not just on that display, on the majority of the games this season. I've said to the gaffer today that we've sort of 90% of the games that we've played, we could have won. And some seasons I've been and thought, you know what, we didn't deserve to win that, and we didn't deserve to win that, and how have we got away with winning that? So this season's been disappointing that we haven't been so consistent in performances and in getting sort of results, because we've definitely warranted it in certain areas.
Is it still a success, though, to be in the mix as you have been for the second half of the season, when you consider where the club was in the summer, the failed takeover, to have to bounce back from that, the uncertainty? Would you still consider that a mid-table finish isn't such a bad thing this year?
I think, like you say, going back to pre-season, it was so unsettled, and probably 2 or 3 months into the season was the same. I can only speak from a player's perspective, and you try and block it out and you try and get on with it, but it does play a part. And obviously after Christmas we went on a great run, and we put ourselves in a great position, and it's frustrating not to sort of be up there and be challenging, because we know that on our day we're as good as, if not better than, the teams that are in and about the playoffs and pushing for promotion. So the lads that have been there and got promoted out of this division know what it takes, and Hopefully we'll be looking to implement some things next season and change that.
If it isn't going to happen this year, do you think a settled summer and a bit more structure in there could set you up for a promotion campaign next season?
Definitely, without a doubt. I think I spoke to the manager about that today, and he feels the same way, that if we all know where we're at next season, we all know the squad that we're going into the season with, we're going away on a pre-season tour if we're all together, because last pre-season we had such a fantastic tour, a pre-season camp, and everyone was together, and we honestly sort of felt like it was going to be our season, and then for what happened to unsettle everything, it's hard to take and it's hard to recover from that. Like you say, if we can go into next season knowing what we have to work with and what we've got, then as a captain, as a player, as a manager, you're sort of fresh with what you've got, really.
I think the fans appreciated the display, even if the result went against you the other night. And how much did you feel like you owed them one, maybe, after Friday against Bradford?
Yeah, again, sort of, as a player, when you're playing a game where you haven't produced or you haven't played well, the next thing you want is an opportunity to put that right. And obviously, a great chance against one of our rival clubs away from home with a great travelling support. And I thought everybody sort of stood up to the plate, and it's always nice to play well. And again, it's frustrating that you didn't get the result, because the result's probably the thing that counts. But like you say, we showed the fans and the people that pay the money to watch the game that, you know what, we can put good performances in, and we can sort of, because it wasn't just the passing, it was the determination, the effort, the commitment that the lads showed. I thought it was excellent.
And it would be remiss of me not to mention the testimonial. How are the plans going for that as well?
Yeah, stressful. to be honest, I never thought it would be as to plan a game and to get things going. And obviously Sean McDade and a few of the other lads have helped no end, working tirelessly for long periods. But yeah, I can't wait, to be honest. Honestly, I want people to come out and like I've said it a few times, not just for me, for people that have played the last 10, 11 years of what's been probably the best era at the club. So come and support them, and it's going to be a good day. I mean, if the weather's like this, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, because it is more or less, while it's a celebration of your career here, it is also sort of summing up that period, that era for Doncaster, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think like, I can't do it by myself. And obviously, we've had some great teams and some great characters. And some great memories, and it's hard because when you're a player, one day you're training and the next day you're at a different club, and no one gets the chance to sort of say thank you. And so yeah, I thought it would be a great idea to bring everybody back and give the fans an opportunity to come out and support them for one last time and give them a good ovation. And yeah, it should be a good day for everybody. I'm really pleased that I could have done this, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think it will leave a legacy, that era, on the club? Do you think the players who played here, the managers that you had during that period, will leave a lasting legacy that this club can use going forward?
I'd like to think so, definitely. To think when I arrived, I was sat in a porter cabin at Bellevue, and where I am now and where the club is now is a massive, massive change. Not many clubs can say they've come that far in that short period of time. So for, like I said, the players that played that part and were a massive factor in the club progressing, and managers. Obviously, Dave Penny's coming back, Sean O'Driscoll, Rich O'Kelly, Mickey Walker, John's coming back. So I'm trying to get everybody sort of back for one last time. And like you say, hopefully they'll play a part in the club's history, because the club's in a fantastic position at the minute, and people should be proud of supporting Doncaster Rovers.